What does it mean to be a male or female? For some individuals, their gender identity is different from what is typically associated with their assigned sex at birth. A UCLA study estimates that there are at least 700,000 transgender people in the United States. For one girl in Olympia, her gender identity created some anxiety, but not for her, for her parents. Reporter Rosette Royale caught up with the family and has this story about the challenges the parents have faced as they've raised their transgender child.
Dane.
This is Bridget, who just turned 9. She's playing the arcade game Ms. Pac-Man, where the title character eats a magic pellet that transforms her into a super being. The sunlight streaming in through a nearby window highlights Bridget's features. She has a face full of freckles, glinting gray eyes, and brown hair that tumbles past her shoulders. We'll hear about Bridget's hair in just a bit, but for the moment, let's hear how other people describe Bridget.
She was born at 4:44, and she likes things to be pretty even, you know? She likes these, like, steady, stable things.
That's Bridget's mother, Marianne. Here's Bridget's father, Richard.
I like how much of a puzzle that she is. She's always surprising.
Marianne and Richard were married in Olympia in 2003, and Bridget was born about a year and a half later. The couple also has another child. Like any family, life has dealt them a few surprises. Some of them center around Bridget. Now, Bridget is not her birth name. That's because the child was born a boy, so the parents raised him as their son. But around the time their son turned 4 and a half, he confessed that he was not a he, but a she. Not a boy, but a girl. The news meant Marianne and Richard's son was actually their daughter. They were raising a transgender child. Out of fear of discrimination, the parents have asked that we identify her with the pseudonym Bridget. Now, no one really knows why people are transgender. A growing body of scientific evidence suggests some people are born transgender. Someone can identify as trans at virtually any point in life, even at 4 years old, just like Bridget. But even though Bridget slipped into her new gender identity with ease, she didn't have the easiest time talking about it.
She really likes to not have gender be an issue. She gets tense sometimes when you ask her about it.
Yeah, it was like the farther in it we got, the less she could talk about it. Like the second it would come up, she would like shut down.
Even though Bridget usually kept quiet about gender, every once in a while she would open up. One of those times happened last fall.
Then what's the difference between a boy and a girl?
They will look different, they will dress different, and they have different body parts sometimes.
What do boys wear?
A lot of boys like to wear black. They don't usually like to wear dresses.
What do you like to wear?
Oh, that's hard. I like to wear t-shirts and jeans, and not really dresses. One reason why I don't like dresses is because they're hard to run in, and I like to run.
Marianne embraced Bridget's new gender identity.
I remember at one point being like, do you want me to tell your papa to call you she and her? And she was like, yeah. And I remember her like really enthusiastically nodding.
Richard, on the other hand, struggled.
She's so sure about it, you know. It's such a, I'm going by she now. I was just like, you want to be my son anymore?
While Richard's struggles were internal, Marianne dealt with the outside world, specifically school. Before Bridget came out as trans, she had been enrolled to start kindergarten as a boy. Then she made a request.
So on the first day of school, she was like, I want to go by she, and I was like, okay. So we walk in, and the teacher says, oh, you're a girl? I thought you were a boy.
Marianne froze, fearing she'd have to explain her child's gender identity. But without asking another question, the teacher changed Bridget's paperwork from male to female. Bridget also found acceptance from her father. Richard said he took a lot of walks, examining his resistance to Bridget's identity. After time, he realized something was more important than his fear, being a supportive father to Bridget.
This is my child. This is who my child is. What does she choose? What does she want? And then me watch that and help her put it together in a way that would be the best for her.
So now both parents were on board, except Marianne and Richard had to deal with another issue. Their marriage was in trouble. Serious trouble.
Her dad and I were fighting all the time.
Yeah, one time we got into a fight about haircuts.
Which brings us to the story of Bridget's hair, or to a story about a specific haircut. And even though this haircut took place 4 years ago, the memory of it still dredges up deep emotions. Right before Bridget started kindergarten, she had long hair. Then, one day...
her dad was going to give her a haircut, and... like, I took over, I didn't want him to cut her hair.
Neither did Bridget. But by the time Marianne stepped in, Richard had cut some of Bridget's hair. Marianne trimmed up the edges, but she admits the haircut was terrible.
It was just, like, this moment that was, like, a living metaphor of me, like, letting my kid get screwed over.
Richard said he only tried to cut Bridget's hair because it needed to be cut, not because long hair was too feminine. But he knows Marianne saw it differently.
And we never got a chance to really deal with that. There was just too much stuff going on to, like, be able to have that, talk about that instance in a way that we both felt supported and protected, you know?
The fighting continued, and most of the time, it wasn't about Bridget. Several months after the pivotal haircut, Richard and Marianne separated. That was back in 2009. Since then, they've worked out a co-parenting plan. So where does that leave everyone? For starters, Richard and Marianne say they're both committed to co-parenting their children. That commitment may be tested in the near future when the family considers whether or not to place Bridget on puberty blockers. The medication can halt the development of facial hair and an Adam's apple in Bridget when puberty begins. Marianne supports it, but Richard has doubts. Through it all, Richard says he's learned that the desire for young people to forge their own identity is universal.
It's hard because it's such a weighty subject to have to think about to start defining yourself in any way that is radically different from how you began. Like, we all do that in life. It's like part of growing up.
And even with struggles and difficulties, Bridget's gender identity has given the family a chance to grow up together. For KUOW, this is Rosette Royale.
Funding for this story was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern, the KUOW Board of Directors, and listeners. To learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to KUOW.org.